On the show, we have Capstone's John Deering and Janusy's Kyle Stutzman. They are both here talking about key challenges in today's credit union marketplace. Some of those challenges, partnerships, talent, integration, and the list goes on. And John and Kyle are here to tell us all about it. Let's do some introductions before we get into the topic at hand. Right next to me is Mr. Kyle Stutzman from Janusy. Kyle, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back in the office.
Yeah, exactly. After a little week-long break, Thanksgiving.
Wonderful time with family. Yeah, wonderful time with family. It's good.
Exactly. It's always good. Always a good thing, for sure. And then right below us is Mr. John Deering from Capstone. John, how are you, sir? Good to see you again as well.
Thank you. Doing well, Mike, and good to see you, Kyle. I figured you guys were talking about business travel, but you're talking about Thanksgiving, yeah.
Rolling
out of Thanksgiving is the appropriate phrase, for sure.
Indeed. So, good. I mean, it's right after Thanksgiving. It's Monday here. So, anyway, yeah. So, thanks again for joining us. And, guys, thanks for joining us. Hey, today we're talking about key challenges in today's credit union marketplace. And then you guys are going to provide some top recommendations for your credit union leadership today as well. But I want to first start out with the partnership between your two organizations. John, I want to let you go first here. So tell us a little bit about your organizations, the partnership over the years, and how you guys work together to help benefit credit unions.
Sure. Appreciate that, Mike. Kyle and I guess I've known each other probably over a decade at this point, and related to the partnership with his organizations. I think about probably 2018, I guess, Kyle joined Pure IT. And he'll correct any dates I screw up along the way, of course. But
he will. He's like that.
He introduced us to Pure IT back around that time frame, and then we had a good strategy relationship and working on some partnership prioritization efforts. 2018, 2019, did some valuation work, did some more partnership work, did some more deal advisory related work over time. So. And then to the current state with regards to where Kyle resides most of the time now, we're continuing to make introductions where it makes sense in our credit union community. So it's been a long standing, very mutually beneficial relationship from my standpoint, but, I'll let Kyle comment on it more. It's more important that you hear from Kyle than me.
Oh, come on now. Hey, Kyle. Tell us your perspective, because you've kind of evolved from Pure IT to Janusy now. So tell us how that evolution has occurred and still partnering with the folks at Capstone.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a long time. I mean, I didn't actually think about the decade, but that's so true. And when you do that, you do lose track of dates. It was 2016, since you have an expectation that I get you some. Yeah, it's been 6+ years with the Pure IT crew and all our partners, as well as now starting out Janusy. But Capstone's always been there, engaged in the credit union space. I mean, John has been instrumental in, I think, taking Capstone, which has larger practice than just the financial institution space, but is really focused to understand, the credit union industry as a whole, especially the QSO industry. And then I think that's expanded in the last 5 years into fintechs and others that are providing services to the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. So, how does the partnership work? Well, that's the same world that I live in, right? It's the same world that the Pure IT partners live in, that the Janusy partners live in. And so it has been mutually beneficial. There have been some key introductions that Capstone has helped us do. And I think there's been some introductions that we accidentally or intentionally did for John that helped out Capstone.
Absolutely. So share with me kind of some, I don't know if you want to share some results or some wins or something or along those lines of how this partnership has benefited credit unions. Can you share a couple of maybe one or two anecdotes or one or two wins? Kyle, since you were, I'll continue with you. And then John, you can chime in as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's been times where we're starting up services that are well-received in the credit union space that are, needing to expand, and usually to expand the services, we need to have some capital. And so even some introductions even to a key customer has been possible. So a specific win is that John and Capstone has helped introduce us to those who were looking to advance things in the credit union space. Mm-hmm. So now I think the weight was on us as leaders in the QSO or at the time, maybe not even a CUSO at the time, but it was on us leaders to actually present our story to do the ask, you know, for that final money. But they knew that we were making introductions for people who were open and who were interested to see what was happening in these spaces. So it's kind of like a curated matchmaking in some way to yeah. get people starting to talk, but then it's up to us to, you know, continue that conversation. Right. So a very clear win there is, you know, we've raised money, and part of the reason we've raised money is because John's helped connect us to people who were looking for an opportunity to further something in the credit union space, and we were able to make that connection. In addition to that, you know, Janicey specifically, I mean, we're excited because we found somebody that we thought we could partner with, and that turned into a conversation of actually joining together, acquiring their assets, and becoming a new company. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was helpful to have Capstone be there to guide some of that process along the way with letters of intent and clarity around the process, and, you know, just someone who's kind of guiding things to make sure we don't make too many problems along the way for ourselves, right? we don't do acquisitions, you know, on a regular basis. And so it's nice to someone who, you know, works in the mergers and acquisition world to help out.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. And John, it sounds like you are not only a guide, but you're a matchmaker as well. So there are two new things you can put on your resume for sure. So,
yeah,
so
give us your perspective. I like the Sherpa comment along the way on the guide. That's always a nice one. But just to, if you don't mind, Mike, just to add two thoughts. One,
sure.
One on what Kyle said is, I think it's been fun. You know, you asked about success stories or metrics. I mean, I think when we started working with Pure IT, you know, they had 15 or so credit union clients, and they're well over 100 now, right? So did we have, you know, were we involved in the majority of them? No, the team there did all of the hard work, right? But pick and choose along the way, they got additional prioritization efforts and focus on certain categories or segments. Along the way, they were able to get additional folks on the cap table to help them with growth and expansion. They were able to get in the door with some new distribution partners. So I think that it's been a fun ride, and it's great to see the new chapter start that Kyle's referring to. And, you know, being there for due diligence and deal advisory and for that latest transaction was a lot of fun working with the group.
So. Right on. Well, it sounds like a very beneficial, not only for you guys as, you know, beneficial, but for the credit unions that you guys work with as well as a result. So that's the end all be all for us for right now. So getting back to the topic of what we're going to talk about, some of the key challenges in today's credit union marketplace. And John, I'll stick with you on this one. What are some, you know, based on your vast experience, so what are some of the key challenges in today's credit union marketplace that you're seeing right now? And then how are you guys? And then kind of the second part of that question is, how are both of these organizations helping them out or helping credit unions face these challenges?
Well, I'm sure Kyle will hit the real fun one on integration today, so I'll park that one for him. But I think prioritization of resources is where we fit into the community, yeah. Mike, best, and that is helping with pulling together, you know, people have these big goals where they want to head, but you need to break it down into smaller pieces and chunks and attack that one at a time, if you will. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to building a partner pipeline of, you know, who might we go as our next, you know, attack as our next client segment, as our next partner segment, helping them guide through and use criteria to prioritize their efforts is important. Just acting as a sounding board is important for folks mm-hmm. in the community. But I think that leadership of credit unions and boards helping their leadership teams develop and expand, it's the number one answer on the board is resource allocation, right? So that's where we can really help. And also, which is one of the reasons that we always enjoyed working with the Pure IT group and now Kyle at Janicey, is, you know, they do much of the same thing, their process. They go in for an evaluation stage, if you will, and assess, and then they can help as needed to complement internal resources, right? So our models are very similar in that way as well. So when there's flexes or spikes in the system at a credit union or within a CUSO or a fintech, you know, we step in as acting as arms and legs. When they need advice, then we can stay at that strategic level.
Okay.
So I think there's a lot of parallels between how we help organizations in the community across Kyle's organization and ours.
Right on. And Kyle, I think John teed it up nicely for you for to talk a little bit about integration.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I have to give him props for the Pure IT comments, because I was thinking the same thing as he was talking about what Capstone does. I mean, Pure IT just does that from a technology, data, security journey standpoint. So, you know, there's a ton of alignment there. And then, you know, when it comes to Janacy, it's all about making those connections so that things that credit unions want to accomplish can be done, you know, mm-hmm. getting away from these challenges of legacy systems. Yeah. I mean, the systems don't go away. If they could, we would have already moved away. That's going to take some time. But we have tons of new opportunities, new digital platforms, new lending solutions, new software providers. And I know John and Capstone are almost inundated with ones that are even international providers that are wanting to come into the U.S. Yeah. And they're saying, well, how can I get introduced into the U.S.? And it's, you know, it's not just about introducing any solution. Just like with Janacy, it's not just about connecting any system. It's connecting the systems that the credit unions are actually looking for. It's, you know, mm-hmm. those that are going to make an impact that benefits the industry, that benefits the members. And so Janacy is focused on that huge problem that's existed for, I don't know, decades. And so we're really excited to see some traction there. And I think it aligns with the larger consulting and strategy component that Capstone does and that Pure IT does on the technology side. Janacy is a little more narrower focused in that we're just trying to fix those integrations. But it's a powerful piece mm-hmm. that allows people to then, I think John said it well, you have to find a way to take really tangible milestone steps forward, you know, break it down so you can actually take movements forward. Janacy is one of those components that helps you move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stepping back, Mike, on the big question, I'm sorry, the big yeah. question of a challenge, Kyle just touched on it as well, is just talent in general, right? Everybody talks about the war on talent, but I think in both our instances, we have an outsourced solution, if you will, to help credit union leaders take that next step in their development and open up that new channel of growth for them. Mm-hmm. Because we can help, you know, in different right. ways to, so their leaders can do what they love to do and not necessarily right. what they have to do on the side.
Yeah. 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 Definitely. The talent yep. is a major challenge. Yeah. You talk to anybody in the credit union C-suite these days, or anybody in any C-suite these days, and trying to find that top tier talent is a huge, huge issue right now. So, and glad you guys are there to help them out. And I wanted to reiterate back to the integration challenge, Kyle. And that yep. is, you know, like you talked about all the legacy systems out there and trying to integrate new technologies with these right. older or more established legacy systems, which can be a huge challenge. And then John, you guys are there to kind of be the matchmaker, the advisor on who to go to and how to do it, that type of stuff too. So is that kind of a correct assumption on what kind of the process is when working with your two organizations? John?
I think you got the pieces right, Mike.
Just a bit.
we don't necessarily work hand in hand, if you will, on the same okay. type of project. But absolutely you got the needs, wants, and desires hit okay. For sure.
Because there's so many choices out there now. And Kyle, I mean, right. we've talked about this a lot, about all the choices out there, aka yeah. the fintechs out there to work with. There's so many out there. And to kind of vet those that are that would work well or work best with your credit union is a massive challenge as well. So you guys come into that area too. So having, go ahead, Kyle. So you want
no,
to say
I mean,
something?
I think you're touching on something that goes back to a comment John made. There is some advantage to having some expertise or advice, consulting a guide that comes in to talk about some of those items, because you know, you mentioned the word fintech and it's so broad.
Yeah.
But really you have fintechs that are, you know, coming out of university, they have no funding and no customers. They're coming out of an incubator. You know, that's a very different fintech than one that is established and maybe it's just trying to move into, you know, the U.S. market, which is very different than somebody who has their first 5 or 10 financial institutions, or maybe they're in the community banking space and trying to work in the credit union space. So even the type of fintech creates additional challenges. And it's, you know, that's operationally, like, what is it that you can do and integrate and deal with legacy systems? And how is that solution actually targeted to your members? But, you know, if you go back to what's the right partner, what's the right investment, that's probably goes back into John's world at Capstone to say, you know, maybe there's a way to actually partner with beyond just, you know, buying their solution.
Yeah.
So I know that there's some ways that we've been helped in Janicy. Just we've met some fintechs who happen to be working with Capstone, who need the integrations, right? Yeah. So, you know, we fill in a gap there for them, but they can't actually move ahead in the market unless they figure out that integration piece. And some of them are still looking for funding. So all in all, we're all in the same space, even though we're solving different problems.
Yeah.
But I think that idea that there is this, you know, it's okay to reach out and ask for help. It's okay to find a resource. And I guess I'd give props to John and Capstone in that it isn't completely set solution. Like, there's times where I've told John, I don't think we need that help, but we need help over here. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if I have great partners who have experience in the enterprise space, and so there's people I can bounce ideas off of, there's partners I can work with to work on certain business strategies, but there's other areas where I do need John's help, and there's maybe other companies that are sole proprietors that are trying to move ahead, and they really need more of a sounding board. They don't have partners. They don't have other executives to talk to and to work with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I've appreciated that Capstone's been flexible, because I call John and say, no, I don't need that help. I only need help over here. And he's been able to do that. And I think that plays out when he's working with credit unions or other fintechs too.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's where that decade long relationship comes in handy as well. Cause you guys know each other so well that, you can almost finish each other's sentences, or that's the way you'd want it to be. So yeah, for sure. but your responses just lead me up to the next topic here at hand, and some top recommendations for credit union leadership today, because these are a lot of the issues or challenges that they are wrestling with today. So John, I'm going to start with you. Can you share a couple of top recommendations for credit union leadership today that are top of mind for you?
Sure. I think the snowball is starting to roll faster now with the whole question around buy versus build. Right. Used to be everything's going to be homegrown wherever mm-hmm. possible, minus a couple big partners that the credit unions are going to bring on because they need them for systems, etc. So I think every quarter, every month, every day, more and more folks are open to not only partnering with somebody on the outside, but looking at different types of relationships, as Kyle said. So I think continuing down that path, as opposed to making it binary, we own it or not. And if we don't own it, we're going to partner and go through an RFP process and get there, right? That's the mindset that continues to evolve. And I want to just say that's great. And the more you can bring in specific examples of partnerships and alliances to show the folks within the credit union that there's another way and open your eyes to it, the better. I think the other second big one is around, Kyle brought up in a way, segmentation. I think, I laugh when people put fintech up there and there's a 1,000 logos out there, right, that you could choose from. But the reality is maybe only 8 are anywhere near what you really want to solve a gap in your credit union solution set. So yes, it might be scary and onerous to look at the 1,000, but you can quickly get down to the 8 to 10 if you give some real mind share around criteria and what you're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, to use Kyle's example, if they are out of an incubator, maybe that's a good gating item because we're not over that hump yet of partnering with somebody that's really, really early stage, even if they are the latest cutting edge potentially, right? But we want somebody that's a little more mature, so to speak, that already has 10, 20 FIs they're working with, or 50, or has some other element of delivery behind them. So I think prioritization of the segments and the areas of interest, I think, is critical, because otherwise you just get all these shiny objects that keep blurring your view every leadership meeting and board meeting. So keep your eye on the prize and then go after it with 120%.
I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah, because those shiny red objects can be so distracting sometimes. So yes, like you said, keep your eye, stay focused here. So Kyle, I want to get your perspective on some recommendations that you have for leadership today that are top of mind for you that you're seeing out there.
I think every leader we're talking to in the last 6 months or so is struggling with the speed of transformation, or the speed that they want things to transform in their institution. And it's challenging. Of course, there's processes and technology, but there's also people, and it's hard to move all of us forward But that's a key component of, I think, what leaders are needing to focus on right now and stay mm-hmm. focused on, is that there's this message of a new credit union culture that doesn't get rid of any of the key aspects of our member focus and who we are as member owned or whatever, all the things in our industry that are important, the service levels. But there also is not the it's not acceptable to do things the same way they've been done before. And if we have to use the pandemic to force some of the things forward, we should, because it has made some changes and it's eliminated some of the problems that we have in our industry mm-hmm. where we're still doing things in old ways. So I guess we have to be comfortable with kind of a messy future for the future, you know, six to 12 months. Yeah. it's gonna be messy, but as leaders, we're gonna have to be able to lead through that. And it may take some guidance, because you do have to have focus in order to make that happen. And there will be new solutions, and there will be new people, you know, processes, and there'll be some new leaders that come into play, or others that, you know, show they aren't ready to change. And that's really challenging in our industry. Mm-hmm. You know, we have really good people, but sometimes, you know, we as good people sometimes are a barrier to moving ahead. And we're seeing that pain in institutions. So I guess I'm highlighting that because I want leaders to know that others are experiencing it too. I mean, Pure IT and Janicey, we're talking to a lot of leaders, and I don't know that any of them haven't mentioned some challenge they're having in this time of transition and focus. And there's going to be more uncertainty with whatever's happening with the economy. But this is why we're leaders. This is our business forward. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of help out there. As far as advice goes, I think continuing to have conversations. I mean, I can look at the list of 20 things I have written that I want to get done today. And, you know, that's not really going to help as a leader for, you know, Janicey, unless I'm focused on the larger items that I need to stay focused on and, you know, that my other executive and partner team, you know, needs to stay focused on, not just the tactical items. So stop and have these conversations, whether it's with a partner like Capstone or whether it's with Pure IT or it's the CEO down the street. I think we need to be more open to what's happening out there, and that just even if you don't partner with a fintech, you know, to have that conversation with them may expose some new ideas, new ways of doing things.
Yeah.
I talked to a financial institution this morning that said their deposit business may be more focused on an area that they had never considered before, which unfortunately, you know, it was not the individual members. So they're saying, I think my whole deposit business is going to switch. Wow. And so it's interesting to hear someone actually talk that way, as opposed to, you know, we know that this is where we get deposits and this is how we're going to continue to do business. But for someone to say, this is a new business line that we think is this big, but in the next 3 years, it's going to overtake everything else. You know, that's encouraging to hear. Somebody who's trying to push their organization forward in a new direction.
Completely agree. This is like, it's almost forcing you to be creative, because like you said in your response, we're kind of in these messy times right now where we're trying to get settled. It kind of reminds me of the dot-com bubble bursting, and then all of those companies that got funded just because they named themselves some weird name or whatever. You know, a lot of them went by the wayside, but there were others that were legit, that stayed in, that remained and became legit companies. They kind of made it through that whole settlement type phase that we're going through right now in the post-pandemic phase, where things are getting settled. We still don't know about this hybrid work environment, and we still don't know about, you know, fintech this and fintech that and crypto and all the stuff that's going on out there. There's so many moving parts, and like you said, John, there's so many shiny red balls out there that could, you know, just distract us from doing what's really needed out there. So really interesting times out there right now, guys, and I'm so glad you guys are out there helping credit unions stay on that path, if you will, and we'll get through all of this for sure. And very interesting times, and again, at the same time, there's so much opportunity as well. Kind of looking at the glass half full with all of this stuff out there, so much opportunity out there. And like you said, Kyle, the creativity that, like, this one credit union was like, hey, you know what, we're gonna go down this avenue and check this out and see how this does. So there's a lot of that going on out there right now. So good stuff. All right, guys, anything else to add to wrap up? I know we could talk probably another hour on this type of stuff very easily, but I know you guys have a job to do, and I don't want to keep you from it too much longer. But any final thoughts here, John? I'll let you go first.
Oh, I just first want to say thank you. It's been a great win-win partnership for years and years, and there's going to be a lot more evolution going on in the marketplace. And because of that, as you're suggesting, Mike, that you know, it's not like it's a sheltered market like it used to be. That's for darn sure. Mm-hmm. There's the global aspects. There's the technology speed aspects. There's the challenge with talent and people. And all of those things just point us in the direction. And Kyle's open to this all the time, is just having more of those dialogues. Yep. And bouncing ideas off and introducing more people. Yep. And seeing what that next chapter could look like, because it's not all written yet. That's for darn sure.
But. Got that right, for sure. Kyle, any last words?
No, I just like that it's not written yet comment. You know, I think we all take steps forward, and that's part of having a strategy and a direction. And we take those steps forward, and then we can make adjustments along the way. Mm-hmm. I think the most dangerous thing is when we either out of fear or complacency start to sit and, you know, don't take those steps forward. So this is just, I guess, the encouragement to take. This is the time to start moving forward again, and you can make adjustments along the way, and that's also creates some excitement in your life, which is it's a fun way to live.
Exactly. Like that excitement. Yeah. Pardon the double negative here, but don't do nothing. Keep moving forward for sure. And keep those conversations going. That's where, like you guys said, that's where really new ideas come to fruition. So, all righty, guys. Well, thanks again. Appreciate it. Kyle Stutzman from Genusee and John Deering from Capstone. Thanks, guys, for being on today. Appreciate it. And thank you guys for watching live. And if you missed any part of the conversation, we will have the recording posted a little bit later this afternoon for you guys to watch it in its entirety. So thank you guys again. Appreciate it. And we will chat again. Look forward to it. Well done, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike.